The U.S. President's comments on China brings awareness to the persecuted church. Evangelical churches protest to protect church members in Kyrgyzstan, and a handwritten Bible is for sale on the auction block. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. President Barack Obama emphasized the importance of information and religious freedom on his visit to China this week. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says his comments conflict with those of Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who says there were more important things to worry about, like trade and global warming. While Nettleton is grateful to President Obama for his remarks,
but when push comes to shove, we owe the Chinese government a huge amount of money. So it's very hard for us to put any teeth with our proclamations about human rights and religious freedom.
Nettleton doesn't believe additional amounts of persecution will have a chilling effect on evangelism.
The Chinese church is so used to persecution as a part of following Christ. Regardless of what the Chinese government does, regardless of what Obama says or doesn't say while he's there, the Chinese church is going to answer the call to evangelize their own people.
Meanwhile, evangelical churches in Kyrgyzstan are refusing to register their congregations, according to Forum 18 News. Unregistered religious activity in the country is banned, but to register would mean giving government officials the personal information of church members. In order to protect their congregations, leaders of evangelical churches have decided that registration isn't an option. Pray for the safety of believers in Kyrgyzstan as persecution increases. You're listening to Mission Network News. On December 1st, World AIDS Day, talk will turn to the global pandemic that's claimed 25 million lives since 1981. A key factor to stopping HIV/AIDS is prevention. E3 Partners created the HIV/AIDS Hope Cube to teach people about the disease and treat victims. Using the universal language of pictures, the Hope Cube shows how to prevent the contraction of HIV/AIDS. By sponsoring one of these cubes, you could save a child's life. Visit our website to sponsor one. Next, Moody Broadcasting just finished their fall missions campaign. While they have the campaign annually, this year they helped raise a significant amount of money for Wycliffe Bible Translators and their efforts around the world. George Fisher, Director of Development at Wycliffe, says,
it was a three-week campaign with Moody. We were able to actually surpass our goal of $513,000, and the Lord provided over $40,000. Above what we had as a goal.
With these funds, Wycliffe plans to accelerate translation efforts.
The theme of this campaign was to unlock God's word for the least, the last, and the lost. There are over approximately 7,000 languages in the world today, and of those, about one-third of them have absolutely no scripture in their own language.
Wycliffe hopes to begin translation efforts in all the remaining languages by the year 2025. Fisher says they're thankful to Moody and their support. To help Wycliffe reach more people with God's Word, visit our website. And Bible publisher Zondervan is auctioning off a handwritten copy of the Bible on eBay. Over 31,000 Americans participated in Bible Across America, a 2009 project celebrating the 30th anniversary of the New International Version translation. Biblica's Lynn Walkus says,
there's just a sense of ownership and involvement, being able to do something so tactile and personal as being able to be involved in a production of a Bible.
Biblica's connection was as the translation sponsor for the New International Version. However,
when it came time to do the Old Testament, our funding ran out. But Zondervan funded the rest of the translation. So together, we've worked to make sure that people had access to this very readable translation.
She says the auction proceeds will help their translation work.
We have translations going on in 27 different languages. We also have Bibles that have been completed, but the funding is needed to distribute them.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Aviation Fellowship is making available the book Gateway to the Jungle, The Incredible Life Story of Jungle Pilot George Boggs. Combining his skill as a pilot with his love of the Lord, he was able to point thousands of lives to Christ. Get Gateway to the Jungle at 1-800-995-4828 or request your free copy by clicking on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.